Hey, time for the Chamber Show. Craig Hatch here.
Morning.
President, Chief Executive Officer from the Chamber, and a method to our madness. Good lead in here for Joe Sharp, his special guest today. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, and good morning, Joe. Joe is Joe with Printer Source Plus here, a great community member, great community leader, and a great partner at the Chamber. So we're here to talk about Joe and Printer Source Plus. Where are you from, Joe?
Good morning, Craig. Right here from Jackson. Graduated from Western High School back a long time ago, Craig. But, just here talk about the Chamber, our connection with the Chamber.
Yeah, one of the reasons we kind of brought Joe here today, Joe is a local guy. Joe, and we're going to hear a little bit about his business here in a minute, but Joe started a business with your mom,
is
that correct?
Yes,
15 so,
years ago.
A local guy starts a family business and is continuing to be successful, and I think continuing trying to grow his business. He may have some teasers on that or not, I'm not sure, as he continues. Every time I talk to Joe, there's something new. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, we started out 15 years ago with ink and toner, and evolve here, we have to, you know, the cartridges and stuff are kind of going to the wayside, so we have to, you know, change. So with that, we're bringing in color label, you know, works machines, where we have scanners, plotters, all kinds of stuff that we're, you know, just bringing the newest, latest, greatest technology to our tech plaza.
So I got to ask, because printers aren't the funnest thing. How did you end up in printers?
Well, it started in 2014 when we switched to Samsung, and Samsung was you know, a good. As you know, HP ended up buying Samsung, so it was a good product, but. We just needed to go full bore when we saw ink and toner going to the wayside, and we need to go full bore with printers and copiers and spread out to color works and other things.
Nice. And we'll get back to some of that, but you and I, before we got on air here, we were talking about just another project you're involved with in the community. I'm so impressed with what you're doing in your business. Every time we talk again, there's new business, there's new angles, new things you're trying to do to build in the community, to bring business local, and we love that. But we also talk about all your community involvement from a board you're on, which I know when you're on a board, you're very committed to what you're doing, but just how you're committed to the community. At first, I wanted to say I'm impressed with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I can tell it's genuine. But are there any community projects, anything you're involved with now you'd want to talk about while you have the opportunity?
Yeah, we're involved in a lot. This, you know, Saturday we're doing Radiant Day, where we'll actually be down at Reed Manor serving, you know, we're going to feed lunch to everybody down there. So between 11:30 and 2, come on down and get a burger, talk to me, see what's going on. But I'm on a lot of recovery boards. I'm on Jackson ARE. I'm joining Home of New Vision, joining in the hub, the Teen Hub. We got some exciting news coming up about the Teen Hub. I did just join the board last night for that, so I'm really looking forward to working with the whole Teen Hub clan over there. Great people.
Nice. And
for people that don't know, can you explain the Teen Hub?
Yeah, the Teen Hub. What we're on the east side over at the old Tomlinson School building, we're trying to build, you know, something to further all these teens out there, give them something to do, basketball, you know, have community, you know, events there. We have a big gym that you can rent, all kinds of stuff. I really want to help with the problems with the young youth in our city, and by doing that, we need to reach them at a young age and, you know, get them involved in some of those community activities we have.
Yeah, and I know you're talking about, again, trying to grow that into helping them along their entire life plan.
Correct.
As far as growing them into a career. So, again, commendable, Joe. Again, I know that obviously being a part of the community helps your business, and that's a part of business that you've learned and understand very well. But I can also tell you have a lot of passion for the community and what you do in the community. So very commendable and very much appreciated.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. What anything new coming for Joe Sharp or for Printer Source Plus?
Well, I'm sure everybody heard. I'm really excited about Friday's event we have down at the Chamber with the new DBI community room. I'm so excited about that, Craig. Everybody can go down there, use the room, use the Wi-Fi service, use the printer to print on. I think it's a wonderful thing down there. You know, if you had someone to meet downtown, schedule the meeting right there.
And thanks for bringing that up, Joe. So, yeah, Friday, starting at 7 a.m., actually, we're there all day at the Chamber of Commerce and Experience Jackson. Both entities are putting on this open house. It's really about Jackson's back open. We're getting there. Certainly, we have some things to continue to work through to come out of COVID. But it's really exciting to kind of open up that new front space that, you know, yourself, DBI, Printing Source Plus, we have Christoph and Sons, we have Culver's. And of course, The Hobbit all kind of came together with us to help us create a space for our members, for our community, and for Experience Jackson to be the welcome center of Jackson. And that's, we want to be that information center, whether you're here as a tourist, you're here as a community member, and certainly, obviously, if you're one of our members. So we're very excited about the space. Very excited to finally, we put this together, Joe, a couple months ago,
yeah,
in the middle of COVID. I'm not sure if that's when you want to do something like this, but now we get to open it up, and now we get to bring folks. So we have media partners there. I believe we have 105.3 is going to be there from noon to 2. We have tons of giveaways, everything from NASCAR tickets to tickets to some of the other events around town, some of the fair acts. And in fact, Joe, I think you might have a prize or two for us.
Yeah. We're giving away some of our Epson printers. Well, you know, we really like the Epsons. So we're going to give away a grand package worth about $800 for a printer and a large set of XL inks. So
nice.
Yeah.
You coming down, Greg?
Sure. Yeah,
coming down for the food, right, Greg?
Yeah, and again, there'll be food. It'll be fun. You do have to be present to win the prizes. You do have to be present to win the prizes. And again, we're gonna have some fun, and we're gonna showcase what we do have here for our partners, for our community, for our tourists, and what we're kind of continue to try to build our welcome center to Jackson right downtown.
Is this kind of a retooling, Craig, or you want to really bring in more traffic?
We do. We want, you know, and I'll go to Experience Jackson with that a little bit. Experience Jackson is our Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
And our job is to help bring people to town. So we need to support the events that are happening. We need to support all of the assets we have in Jackson. When I say assets, from our trails, our lakes, the things that people want to come and see, our golf courses. We have some of the most beautiful golf courses in the country. So with that, we also want to build that brand here in Jackson. So when a visitor comes for an AAU tournament, a visitor comes for a NASCAR race, Faster Horses coming up this weekend, their experience in Jackson is positive as well. So it's not just about the event. It's about coming to Jackson and this great place we have here. So we want to be, if for example, you have a visitor in your restaurant and the question is, what's there to do in Jackson? It's not, I don't know. It's at least, you know what? Go to Experience Jackson. Stop down to our Welcome Center. Reach out to them on their website. We want to be that information hub, and I love in person. So, yes, come in, stop in. To your point, you want to bring more traffic in. We want to be supportive of the community. With the Welcome Center, as Joe said, we have workspace. Everybody's working remotely now, but you still have to get out and about. If you're downtown and you have a couple hours or an hour between a couple meetings or until you need to do something else, stop in. You can set right up. You can hook up to Printer Source Plus's printer, do anything, scanner, printer, everything you need to do there. Sit down. We have the DBI has brought in some beautiful desks for us to use for our community.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very, very excited about the space and very excited about opening it up on Friday.
Yeah. Air conditioning working.
Air conditioning is working. Okay. Truthfully, we actually talked to, we're going to need to talk to one of our AC partners. Our conference room, when we shut the doors, doesn't get very good air. So if you're coming in, don't go in the conference room.
So all day Friday?
All day Friday. We're till 5 o'clock. As I said, we have quite a few media partners going to be rolling through and giving away the prizes, depending on the media partner, what prizes we have. But we have tickets to Mercy Me. We have tickets to Leonard Skinner. We have tickets, as I said, to the NASCAR race. Joe just told you about his great prize, and the list goes on and on.
Cool.
So looking forward to having a great time.
Absolutely.
So what else do you have, Joe? What's a typical day with Joe Sharp?
Very active. I'm out in the field selling, service calls. I do it all with our business. The biggest thing that I need to get across to other business owners is if you really want to grow your business, you need to get involved with the chamber. You need to grow, get out there, get involved, go to events, talk to people. I'm really big on that. Since we've done that, it has really helped us out a lot. And I tell everybody,
Well, I should hire him to just go on radio for me.
There you go. I'm just being honest.
I mean, we've built
so many relationships, and more than just relationships, Craig, it's friendships, you know, that we created through, you know, all of this.
Yeah, and it's in our community, and that's one of the reasons we wanted you on today, Joe, is to talk about that, because you get out of your chamber membership what you put into your chamber membership, as if you get out of life what you put into life. Yeah. But Joe is an example, as I've been here for 16 months now, I believe, 15, 16 months, and obviously built a friendship and a relationship with Joe because he is involved. He is at our events. But you don't always have to just go to the events. No. There's, you know, Joe reaches out when he needs a connection. Joe reaches out when he has a question. He reaches out when there's something, he reaches out when he's working even with his community events. It's not just business. It's we're here to connect the right people to grow our community. And Joe exemplifies that in the relationships I've seen him build to the chamber. So he is one of our poster childs of how to take your chamber membership and get the most out of it. Absolutely. So we've really enjoyed that relationship and enjoy the fact that Joe's going to sit here and tell us that it's worked for him.
Yeah, absolutely, it has worked. I mean, the friendships I've made is, you know, that's a whole different story. But yes, and business-wise, get involved. I mean, it's the best thing you can do for your business. Get out there and talk to people. You know, when you need help, reach out to them. That's what they do. They help me out a lot. You know, if I need a connection, just reach out who I want to be connected with, and one way or another, we make it work.
Your business has really, really grown since day one, Joe.
Yes, yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We've come a long ways in the 15 years, you know, from just ink and toner.
15 years now. You said you started the business with your mom.
Yep, with my mother. Yep.
Still partners, or has she retired?
She retired 3 years ago. I bought them out. So there, she's, you know, of course, she's got a master's degree in marketing. So I reach out to her for stuff like that, and she's, you know, she helps me if I need to, along with my father. I mean, you know, he was a big part of it. He did a lot of our maintenance and stuff. So, yeah, they're just happy retired, traveling around with their now two little doggies in a motor home.
Sounds like well deserved. Yeah. Where are you located, Joe?
My house or my 2903.
Business.
Well, yeah, yeah. I was going to tell you where I live.
I don't think you want to tell our guests where you live.
Well, our business, we're at 2903 West Michigan Ave. We build a tech center with Computer Ties and 343 Technologies, PCS, and we're working on another relationship to bring in. You know, we want a one-stop shop for everything. We have structured cabling. We even have an electrician on staff. We can do anything from the build to, you know, up with a business. So we're really trying to go full bore with this.
And you're looking to bring another partner on. That's Joe Sharp, always building, always looking forward. So you've got a couple partners there. Is it a storefront? Is it a place where somebody can come in and see and touch and feel it? Or is that something?
Yeah, thank you for that, Craig. We're actually we're in the process of building a whole showroom. So we're going to have an interactive showroom where you can sit down at desks and chairs, you know, try out the new, latest, greatest stuff, you know, as far as furniture, computers. We'll have scanners, plotters, everything interactive. So, yeah, we're in the process of building that right now.
Very nice. And what's the address again?
2903 West Michigan Ave. We're right next door to Trips.
Where are businesses going wrong, Joe, that you see that you get out and you're able to help them?
My specialty is I go in and analyze all the businesses and show them a workflow that makes it make sense. You know, like you can't have paper going from one side of the office to the other. Let's make a flow, you know, and position our printers, you know, whatever we need, scanners, you know. I try to help even my customers go paperless, you know, even though that's my business is ink and toner and printers, but my job is to do what's best for the customer, and that's where my heart is.
So to go back to your community service or your community efforts. You talked about the hub a little bit. What else are you involved with here these days? Again, every time I talk to Joe Sharp, I'm so impressed with, you know, this afternoon I'm going to do this, and this afternoon I'm going to do this. And I don't know that to you that it's giving, but to me it's very impressive that you're giving that much time and yourself and your family is to the community. So anything else out there? I know we talked about the hub. That sounds amazing that you're going to continue to grow that from what it just started. I know that they were in a new building recently over the last year, I think.
Yeah. I think it was right before COVID, actually. February before COVID when they moved in, and then COVID hit, and, you know, that kind of put a damper on, you know, people coming in and stuff. So we're trying to get that fired back up now that everybody's out and about.
Anything else in the community right now that you've got going on, you're a part of, you want to let the listeners know about?
No, I'm just big in the recovery world, you know, Home A New Vision. I'm just joining that board. I'm very grateful to be part of the recovery world, but... I just get out here and interact and do what I can to serve people and, you know, do the next right thing.
Well, Joe, we really, really appreciate you being on today. Again, I'm so impressed with what you do for the community and love what you do for the chamber and taught how great the relationship is because you do use your chamber membership in a way that we'd love to see a lot of our other members be able to realize. So appreciate that. Appreciate what you do in the community. And we loved having you on today.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks,
Thanks, Joe.